I don't think I talked. Yeah, because this was last week. I had those. I had a gummy bear before I went to my family dinner. And I had had a gummy bear before, and it didn't do anything. So I was like, all right, let's quadruple the dosage. I had four of these things. I hope to God Caitlin's not listening. She'll actually be mad at me. So I was a little high. Mm-hmm. Well, I took it earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And then I was still high all day.
It just crushed me.
And then
you,
I got to my family's house for dinner, which don't get high for a family dinner. That's the first time I ever did that.
Learned that in high school, dude.
Super, super uncomfortable.
It sucks.
And like, I was sitting there. My mom made this meal that was just, it was supposed to, she tried to make this like chicken. It ended up just being fucking soup.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was like, is it supposed to be fucking soup? She was like, no, it's supposed to be like a light sauce. It was just literally just soup. And I was high. I was like, this is soup. I was fucking dying.
They had no idea.
They had to have.
Really?
Well, no, I'm always pretty much a dickhead. But,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, now Caitlin didn't know. No one knew.
That's funny as
But
shit.
My eyes were dark red and I was laughing the whole time. I don't think they would expect that from me.
Exactly.
I wouldn't expect that from
Sneaky.
Me.
Sneaky.
I would never expect that from
me.
If you're
eating the gummies, dude, they wouldn't know.
And I was high enough that I was like, I'm getting high by myself. Like, usually, like, when I was younger, I would get, if I ever got high, it would be like, yeah, I'm getting high, and tell people.
Yeah, yeah.
This was just me getting high, like, to just get through the day. Like, just a sad fucking, like, I want to feel weird at dinner.
You got too high.
And I got too high. And then we were sitting there watching TV, and ABC has this show right now. It's, like, called Together We Rise or something. And it's all about different, like, social movements in America, of course.
Yeah.
Primetime ABC, they're showing black people marching.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Dude, it's the cow right now.
They're
dude.
Just getting us. Like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
You need it a little bit. You need to understand history, but you don't need it as fucking, here's our fucking Sunday night entertainment.
Well, you need to understand history. That's all just like pure out of context.
Yeah,
like, check this out. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah. But we're watching it, and the one episode was about gay people.
Uh-huh.
And there was just this thing about the Stonewall Inn in New York, which actually, oddly enough, I knew about all this shit because I took Gays in America at Westchester. I took
Did
a history
really?
Class on homosexuality in America. So I know a lot, like Harvey Milk, all that shit. And the Stonewall, but there was just this article that they showed on the screen that was like, officers break up den of homosexuality. And I was so high and I was laughing so hard about it, like thinking of a bunch of dudes coming into a den with sticks and, like, hitting gay people. Like, get out of here. Knock it off.
It's like the cops from The Simpsons. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Please. This is weird. But then I was like, oh, man, Dad, you must have been, like, homophobic as fuck when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, you never said, like, this is gay? He was like, no, we just called people douchebags. I was like, oh, yeah? He's like, well, yeah, we didn't know. They didn't know people were gay.
Well, that was also, that was a fist
How
fight,
fucking
dude.
Funny is that? Yeah, but they didn't know.
That's insane.
Like, until they figured out that gay people existed when they were, like, in college and out of college.
Holy fuck.
And I was like, what'd you think? Because my fucking mom's brother is gay.
They just thought he was
so weird. They were like,
weird.
He's just weird. I was like, what'd you think about your friend? Like, because they had gay friends. They're like, he never liked girls, and he always hung out with the girls.
We thought he was a nerd.
Yeah, they're like, we just made fun of the way he ran. Like, we had no idea.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. Yeah, that shit's, dude. I'm telling you, dude's like 50, 60... That's not funny to them.
Yeah.
Like, grab your dad's fucking ass, dude.
Oh, my God.
He'll fuck you up.
Oh, my God.
He'll kick your fucking... It's not funny.
But then, like, because we were raised with, like, being gay is, like, totally acceptable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even fucking know about it. So, like, it was mind-blowing to me to find out that people were like, what the fuck is that?
Dude, it's insane.
You know?
It's... Well,
we were talking about how it can suck to hang out with chicks, and boy,
you're back in the mud.
Yeah, back in it. Well, anytime I say something like that, I just am like, oh yeah, my girlfriend definitely listens to this.
Yeah, I know.
This is just gonna be a fight.
No,
actually,
dude.
She would never fight me over this.
Yeah.
She knows. Although she did fight me over the podcast when I said I got high at dinner.
Yeah, that was really funny.
She was
though.
Upset about that.
Yeah, but she's cool. She fucking...
Understandably upset that I'm getting high behind her back
secretly
and going to family
dinner. That makes sense.
Yeah, I understand.
That's a good quality check.
I needed that. I needed that. You're eating fucking weed gummies before family dinner, you fucking weirdo. And I was just at her house all day. She was at work. I'm just at her house playing fucking FIFA.
There is a betrayal. I used to get in trouble for that when I was married. Being, I would get secretly high for children's parties.
Nice. It goes right back to my theory. You would get secretly high for children's parties?
Yeah, and I would just sit and watch kids in a bouncy house like, into the way, he'll wake me, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing, I'm just tired, I'm fine. I'm stoned out of my mind.
No, it takes me back because the reason they don't like that.
Why?
Is because they want to get high with you. Or they want to be part of the fun.
That's true.
It's again, so chicks, when they're with a, fuck.
What? You say it's like a, it sounds bad.
All right, it does sound bad, but like, so I always think of it from my perspective. Like, you know how chicks are always like, I want to go to the movies with you. I want to do that with you. And it's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going by myself. Or like, you're doing something.
Or they'll be like, you saw it without me. Yeah. I got you.
But it's like when you were a younger kid.
Yeah.
Like for you, you had older brothers that were older, they were bigger, they were stronger.
Yeah.
They were cooler.
Yeah. They knew more cool stuff.
They knew more cool shit. Yeah. They were listening to fucking rap.
Yeah.
You were like, oh man, hey, I want to come with you guys. And they're like, get the fuck out of here, Matt. Give you like a dead arm. You're like, nah, mom.
Yeah.
They're going without me. Yeah. So that's what it's like to be a lady.
Just hang out. Dudes are cool.
Just hang out with dudes. You're like, I want to hang out.
Yeah.
And they're like, get the fuck out of here. No ladies.
No girls allowed.
You guys are lame.
Yeah.
This is not how I wanted this to come out. I know it made sense the first time.
It did. It's coming out bad.
It's coming out real bad, but the first time it's...